From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed three more executive orders Saturday, including a plan to defeat the Islamic State, a reorganization of the National Security Council, and a three-year expansion of the lobbying ban on administration officials. The orders come as the latest development in a flurry of activity since Mr. Trump took office just over a week ago. During his first weekly address to the nation Saturday, Mr. Trump talked about his first week on the job.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we're totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
The president's executive order imposing a travel restrictions to the U.S., triggering protests at least two U.S. airports, including one in New York City, where the congressman from the region is appealing to the president to amend his executive order.
I am begging you, go and revisit this. It's ill-advised. It's mean-spirited. It's tearing families apart, and that is not who we are. It will undermine the cooperation and collaboration that we need from Muslim countries to fight terrorism. It is wrong, and we will fight it today and every single day.
Mr. Trump says his executive order is not a ban on Muslims. The executive order that went into effect Friday night, however, banned citizens of seven majority Muslim countries. And for more news, you can join us at voanews.com. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iran says it will.